Hi, and welcome to Youth Unfiltered, a podcast from Connect Evergreen. Connect Evergreen is a coalition in the Vancouver, Washington area made up of students, parents, and community members working together to support young people and build connections in the community. I'm Sonia, and along with my fellow interns from Union, Heritage, and Mountain View High School, we'll be sharing conversations about the issues, challenges, and ideas shaping student life today. Everything from substance use to social stigmas. Whether you're local or just curious about what youth are thinking and doing here, thanks for listening. We're glad you're here.
Okay, so we're jumping into the discussion, exploring, developing, and applying new substance abuse campaign strategies.
Well, I kind of like the thing you mentioned, like the festival vibe kind of, or like kind of the fair vibe. I know we have career fairs where, like you said, like people come from different companies, different organizations set up in the gym, and then they're dismissed like class by class or whatever, or building my building to go check it out, and people walk around and get interact with the different booths and get stuff from them and like talk to them and stuff, and they go back and you rotate. I think that could be an idea to do for like to do like a kind of fair centered around mental health and like substance use, like have people come from like therapist clinics or like I don't know other centers that focus on that type of thing, and they come to like in a career fair style with like booths with like things to take back, like stress balls or pencils and stuff. That kids like getting that, so they'll go to the booths and they'll talk or listen to people talk just to get that stuff. I know that from experience, but then you can set that up like a career fair style, and you have like dismiss like a school like building by building and go and check it out, and then I don't know, just an idea. So I know a lot of people like the career fair setup, just to go walk around and check out different booths but on their own free will.
That's a good idea. Yeah, gets people moving, take a break from class. Yeah, kids are always excited to skip.
Yeah, so, especially with their friends.
Any opportunity.
Doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah.
I think to add on to the idea of like having booths or festival type events, something like similar to what we do with the club fair. So towards the beginning of the year, all the clubs set up booths and people walk around, and it's like kind of a social event, I guess, or it's just kind of cool to see what sort of activities the school has. And I think doing something like that later in the year, like maybe a club showcase or honestly, even like a talent show like they did in elementary school, that'd be kind of fun, honestly. But those could be a good opportunity for people to, you know, break up the school year a little bit and then kind of get to see what their school has to offer as well.
So the fairs sound like a positive move, something that, you know, students enjoy. How often do you guys have them throughout the year?
Not often.
We have a club showcase and then...
Yeah, honestly, even if we do have a career fair, it's only usually open to, like, upperclassmen or, like, certain classes. It's, like, never, like, a whole school ordeal. I mean, I could be wrong, but it's never a whole school thing for us.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't know about it. So,
we have a couple throughout the year that the whole school does, because it's like when you walk in, it's like 30 colleges just right there standing there, and then there's pipe fitters, and it's like it's during the lunches, and then there's also sometimes where we have sophomores and up, they get special time in the day to just go out and see, and then some freshmen too.
I like what you said. So I was like, it's having something available during lunch. Mm-hmm. So if we're talking about, you know, the self-care fair, it should be something that's open to all grades, not mm-hmm. just the upperclassmen.
Yeah. Sure. Mm-hmm.
Then maybe not just once throughout the year, but if it is once throughout the school year, is this first quarter, second quarter? First quarter, a lot of people would maybe just get settled, you know, sort of not classes mm-hmm. and all of that, so maybe second or third.
Yeah,
quarter.
I would. Yeah, yeah. That's, and there's a lot going on the first semester.
So. Yeah, second yeah. semester is when things get really stressful.
Yeah, so, when school works. Yeah, so I think that's APs, a really good time. And everything. Around like April, May, everybody who's yeah. taking AP classes like so starts freaking like, out.
So okay. I think like March or April would be good, just to get like a break from studying and cramming stuff in for APs.
Okay, so second semester, would it be helpful to have something available throughout the day, whether it's for lunch periods or just like breaks in between classes? We talk about the drop boxes being an element just in the bathrooms. Should there be some type of like check-in available outside of just the counselor or a modified version of the counselors we were talking about before, counselor therapist? So yeah. You're not just waiting for this one thing in you know, the middle of the school year.
Yeah. I think it's a good idea to have something that's consistently there and accessible for students.
What would that look like?
I mean, the one that I could think of, because you can't bring students out of class to do that. So I would think that'd be a counselor's job. But then again, how we talked about, they're going to need more training for that. They're going to need, because like, I remember people I said before, but a lot of counselors, or they give off the impression that they don't care about a student's like home life or a student's emotions or what they're going through. They want to get the job done, or they want to talk about, you know, scheduling or something else. They never really talk to students to check in on them. So I think building that trust first.
I was going to say also, at some schools I've been, whenever we have like something coming up or like we have like end credits, we'll have morning announcements, but it won't be like just throughout the speaker. Like we'll have a whole video and it'll be like, we'll go through, oh, this club's having this, this is happening, this is happening. So the culture fair or whatever fair you do, you could have it in there. And then at the end have like, and if you need any help with this, this, and this, we have all these resources. Or you can reach out to this anonymous helpline or like the team talk line or something like that.
That's kind of cool. Wait, do you guys do daily announcements or weekly?
Daily.
Oh, we do weekly, I think. Or monthly?
Weekly for the videos. Yeah. Daily for
the speaker announcements. Losers. Yeah. But we could type on the resources over the speaker.
Over the
and we can post in every classroom, like have like a paper and be like, here's a list of resources, like, and like numbers and stuff in every classroom.
I mean, I could see that, but then also I feel like we already have some of that in classrooms and it kind of just gets looked over.
Yeah. And like on our ID.
So like making it more known. Yeah,
we do have our IDs.
I feel like it's just sort of hidden.
No. Yeah.
It's not really. Like no one really pays attention to it.
Like you might, if you're like skipping class and like you just walk past like the one wall that has all the posters, you might like look at a couple, but it's not gonna like that in your mind, oh my goodness, when I'm in crisis, so I'm having a crisis situation or I want to quit this.
Yeah, I agree.
Man, let me go to this board and see all this stuff. But if I have something that's getting knocked in the kids' heads daily, being like, guys, we have these areas that you can go to, and even if you're like, man, I'm never gonna use that, I don't smoke. What if in the future you do, and then you have that resource that you can go to?
I think currently, like you guys said, people are vaguely aware of these resources existing, but it's not so ingrained in their minds that they'll actually think of them when they need them.
What do you think could change that? Is it?
They're not super attention grabbing. I guess that's a small detail.
And then if it is ran by teens, it's usually like a bunch of cornballs that are just yapping.
Oh.
And then it's like, yeah, I'm definitely not reaching out to that. But if it's like, if it was better designed and actually ran by people who've been through it, like if it was more like, oh, like here's somebody, I've been to this, I know what it's like, then they can relate, and then they can also say this actually works, then they can relate even more, and it kind of builds trust. Because if you see it working, then yeah, you might build more trust. But if I'm just hearing like from a bunch of people who've never experienced it, like someone who does drugs doesn't want to hear help from someone who's never understood why or even seen or felt what it's like. So if there's people who have been through it, they're like, oh, like obviously not everyone's going to want to stand up, but like someone who's been through it could be like, do you want to do this? And they might be like, yeah, having them actually stand up in the videos rather than it being some cornball who's in 20 different clubs who doesn't have a single idea about it. Mm. And make it less socially awkward too, bro. Some of those videos are like,
awkward, bro. They're really awkward. Some of them are really
like make it watchable at least. They just look like Ozempic ads. They look like stuff that you're gonna see on like the TV, like where it's like really cheapishly made, and then it's like it camera pans down, like they're selling you something, yeah. And it's just like, it's like those call 1-800-222 something 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 to get help. And then it just goes straight past you because it didn't relate to teens at all. It's made for teens, but didn't relate to teens.
Okay.
Someone mentioned popular teachers before.
Popular teacher would work really well.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. Better. So a lot of people I know, a lot of like my friends and a lot of like students at my school, instead of talking to the counselors, talk to their friends, they talk to teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like a lot of teachers' classrooms are a safe space for them that they go to during lunch or go to during classes and just talk.
Gotcha.
Yeah. The trust that people have in those teachers is already part of school culture. So you can kind of like take advantage of that and maybe like incorporate those teachers into assemblies or other sort of activities.
Nice.
Okay, so existing communication strategies that work. You guys said pamphlets and flyers, stickers and pins, YouTube or Instagram ad campaigns, billboards properly designed, WhatsApp, and WeChat.
Oh, oh, sorry. WeChat's not very mainstream. WeChat's for like Asian
same with,
moms.
Same with, like,
yeah,
and the same with WhatsApp. It's just texting.
Yeah.
So maybe not that, but yeah, IG.
IG and Insta can see working as long as it's not like corny stuff.
IG and Insta.
I mean,
I was like,
IG and TikTok.
IG and Insta.
Yeah, IG and TikTok.
Yes, IG.
We should leave that in.
Bloopers.
Leave that in the podcast.
Yeah, delete that.
No, leave it in. You want to leave that in. We should have like a bloopers thing.
Right.
And that should be in there.
Beep. We have all the time.
You got some stickers and pins. Big
move. Yeah.
People love stickers.
Yeah, people want it. And then they put it on their backpacks, put it on their water bottle.
If they look
keep
cute,
on seeing that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like you said, you talked about that 7 points of contact. If they carry their water bottle with them everywhere, they're going to keep on seeing it. And then it's just in the back of their mind.
Yeah.
Right. Most people put it on their Chromebooks too. So it's like,
And you use your Chromebook every day.
Yeah. As long as you're cute. Yeah.
My psychology teacher actually brought in a lot of like positive like mental health stickers to class. And everyone went crazy over them because like they look like this. Like they're really cute. And like everyone wanted one of them for their water balls and for their Chromebooks. So, I mean.
What's some of the messaging?
Oh, radiate positivity. Mental health matters. Grow your mind. A little less judgment. A little more happiness.
Okay.
Not as corny as those, but I like the idea of stickers.
Can you say it a little bit more positively, so then we like feel the positiveness.
It's like radiate positivity. Mental health matters.
Aww.
Is that better?
Cute stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So stickers are pretty good. Pamphlets and flyers. How do you guys feel about that?
Really. Less effective, I feel.
Yeah, okay. That's like they're more cute. Like these ones that
Miss
Speaks gave me yesterday.
Cute.
Like, I mean,
that's
I don't know how
you'd get,
but they're
like
better at least.
It's just the ones that have
like
paragraphs and paragraphs of information that no one's gonna read. They're like 10 pages long. No one's gonna read really, really long pamphlets.
Like you need it clear and concise, and like, I can look over that in like 30 seconds, get all the information I need, and I don't need to read 8 paragraphs, and it's not meant for kids. It's meant for people who are supposed to be super, super educated and know what they're supposed to be looking for.
And also, it uses language that's easy to understand, not like the big, fancy scientific terms that no one's going to read.
And also, no slang.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a difference between being...
Don't even try with slang.
Don't try.
Yeah, just it's
don't
just even straightforward.
Because teens will see right through that.
Okay.
Yeah, even when we do it, it sounds corny, so, you know.
We...
Well, I'm saying, like, even if we try to do something that was, like... wow, okay, fine. Me.
French, bro.
Even when I... Okay, fine. I see how it is.
I don't know about me.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, no, you didn't sound corny with that one crowd outside.
You want to repeat that to the podcast?
No, we're good. Nah. Hmm.
Sony after hours goes crazy.
It's tired, okay.
That's it for this episode of Youth Unfiltered. Thanks for listening. We're the Connect Evergreen interns working with the Coalition in Vancouver, Washington to bring you these conversations. Be sure to follow along with future episodes, and we will see you next time.